Hey, this is H. I almost forgot to do one of these before going to bed. Day three. Not much. Paxomania was awesome. You'll probably see it on YouTube soon if it's not there already. Loading Ready Runs panel was very good. We even wrote a crap shot together. Yeah, I think they called the segment Let's Crap a Shoot. but yeah. Yeah, pretty much saying who they are, what they've done, what they're working on. I would love some more details of the next thing to come from the mystery box, but oh well. Yeah, because I got there early to get in line for Paxomania and then just stayed up there for Loading Ready Run, I couldn't sign up in the You Don't Know Jack tournament, and it was full. Said I could try to get on at standby if somebody no-showed, but I was given a flyer for a trivia panel from Wikia. So I was got to be one of the 50 contestants, and I was a little disappointed at the format. I mean, they had 50, I think they said maybe 46. They were shooting for 50. And only given us 6 opportunities to make it to the finals, where they also had 3 people that they invited. With the bulk of the show, I hated that. That, it should have just been people from PAC, or at least more of that. Maybe instead of 3 of their handpicked people, maybe 2, and let the audience, competition provide the 3rd. But, yeah, that just ticked me off. I'm just incredibly disappointed in that panel. Waste of time. What wasn't a waste of time was picking up some more retro games. I think the other day I picked up Friday I picked up Super Spike V-Ball. I kind of lost track, various things, Tetris, Dr. Mario, Risk for Genesis, a couple other Genesis games, a couple Nintendo games, Hogan's Alley, Gyromite, which I don't know if you can play Gyromite without Rob, but I think there's just a no Rob mode. But $5, it was worth it. And I really would love to have a Rob someday if I could find a good deal on eBay. And let's see. Games on the. I didn't play much this afternoon. I played a game called Move or Die, which a multiplayer party puzzler, if that's a genre, or party platformer. So 4 players, and each round is a different challenge, whether you're trying to turn the field into your color by walking on it, or playing hot potato with a bomb, or there's a race stage, or just stomp your opponent. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And I got to try a little bit more Amplitude, and you know, I tried the higher difficulty D levels easy works for me now. Maybe when I get more time for it, I'll play some more medium. But the thing with the multiplayer is everybody wants to do harder expert, and I just can't keep up. But yeah, speaking of harmonics, I really love not just the games they make, but the people who make them. I mean, everybody I've met, past and present, associated with harmonics has just been awesome. Yeah. I also met Pat Bear. I've talked about him on the show. I've, retweeted him and, plugged him on, Twitter, and plugged him on the podcast. He's from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York. This is also his third PAX East and fifth overall PAX, doing a panel called 404ing It, Breaking Down the Internet, which, I missed because of the harmonics party. But he said he'll be online since it was in one of the streaming, or in the streaming theater. So look for a retweet on that. It should be good. But Pat, just really nice guy. I mean, we've been exchanging tweets for a while now, so yeah, he knew who I was. We just hadn't met. And so, anyway, that's it for PAX East. So yeah, I got an early flight. I should already be asleep right now, so I gotta go. Good night, big balls. Everything is fine.